So, Coach,
a
tough loss. You got to be proud of your girls, the way they hung in there. 35-35, just the breaks didn't go your way at the very end.
Yeah, you know, if you would have told me, Chris, with 25 offensive rebounds and we're still tied at 35, I might have said you were crazy, but I would take it. And, you know, it just says a lot about this group. You know, we held them in exactly where I wanted to be. I wanted to make the game ugly. I did. You know, for us to win, I had to make the game ugly. I thought I did a pretty good job of that, trying to keep it and mix up defenses, just to keep them, you know, kind of maybe out of whack a little bit offensively wise. But, you know, we ran out of gas a little bit, but couldn't be more proud of our girls and what they did.
Just Ava Underwood, you kind of kept her in check all the way until the fourth quarter.
Yes.
I mean, what can you say just about defense, rotating in? I think you used everything but the kitchen sink, and you might even use that.
You know, and you're exactly right. We were doubling on her. You know, we were going to double down from pretty much every direction we could, Chris. You know, y'all wanted to make outside girls beat us, you know, because their strength has been interior this year. And so we held her in check until the last, you know, 2.5 minutes of the game. But like I said before, she's a special player. She really is. And she just kind of took over there at the end.
You have plenty of special players, too. Your three seniors, first of all, that played tonight. Harlow, Cadence, and Jalen.
Yep.
Talk about them.
Well, you know, Harlow's been with me for 1 year. Can't thank her enough. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her coming out this year. I'm glad that she did, but most importantly, I hope that she enjoyed it. You know, because it's a fun getting an opportunity to coach her. Cadence, I had her for 3 years. She was in 2 regional finals. We got over the hump this year. And so I was very happy for her. And then Jalen, you know, it's my grandniece. You know, I love her. This is hard because her and Taryn, they've played together a lot. And you can tell the chemistry that's there with them. And this one hurts a little bit with that. Yep.
You're getting the Golden Plaque of Distinction on Saturday. What does that mean to you to get such an award? I know you wanted to work that night, but you're not going to get that chance.
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, I guess to me, Chris, it's a tribute to all of my former players that I've had, you know, that have bought into the program. It says a lot about them. You know, when the girls advanced from the state tournament, I probably got, I don't know, 75 to 100 messages from former players. And you know, that's what it's about. It's not about me, and that's what I told the kids after the game. I wouldn't be where I'm at without them. You know, they do everything that I can ask, and it's pretty evident on the floor when you watch them play defense, what they do. And that's, I'm a defensive guy, which is pretty obvious because we didn't shoot it too well. And so, but no, it just says a lot about my former players and my coaches. So I'm blessed.
What has fueled your fire just coaching this team this year?
It's been a grind. You know, I talked to him about that. This year was a grind, but every year is. You know, you come to school early on in the season, it's dark. You go home from basketball and it's dark. It's a grind. It's not until February the sun or the light starts to come back out. And this group of kids, you know, I hope the younger kids understood because, you know, we have kids that will go out for 1 or 2 years and then they kind of, well, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't like that. I would like them to stick with it. You know, it's not about winning and losing. It's about learning things and developing.
And, you know, the tradition, yeah, you know, there was 3 years you missed, but I think every class has been represented for at least the last, how many years? I don't know.
I'm not sure, but, yep.
But it seems like just, you know, just like Ottoman football. Dude.
Yep.
It's kind of the same thing. It seems like it's like more than 10 consecutive classes and had at least one player down here.
Well, it just, like I said, it says a lot about the girls that I've had. I've been fortunate. I've been blessed. And kids that are willing to work. You know, it's hopefully it's those lessons that they have learned, the life lessons, so when they leave, they're not going to the WNBA. And so you better be doing things as a coach to help prepare them when they become young women.
Defensively, you know, you said you switched defenses, you know, 2-3, 1-3-1, and man, you kind of threw everything at them, like you said. And how important is that? You know, it's not really about the scheme, it's about the buy-in of the girls, you know, with your defense.
And, you know, we even threw in, we only did it twice, the half-court trap, to where we only did that twice. But, you know, you got to try to have as many things as you can. I'm not going to lie to you, we don't have the athletes, you know, that they do. And so it would be great just to do one thing. But if you do that one thing, and if you're not doing things well at a certain time, they're going to go on runs, and they did. So we had to mix it up. So the girls know what they're doing. They've been there and they've done that. That's the difference between this year's team and last year's is the experience.
Yeah. And then how can the team grow from this experience? I know you lose three seniors,
yep.
but you know you have a good group coming back.
Yep.
How can they grow from this and maybe get back?
I would like to see them grow 3 or 4 inches. no, but... no, you know, like I said, the younger kids, we got some good, talented kids coming up, but you have to understand, this is the off-season stuff. They've got to buy in and do that because the kids in front of them have, and that's what sets them, you know, sets us apart, I guess, maybe from some of the other teams is what the kids do in the off-season. You know, if you want to be better at something, you're better going to have to do things on your own.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.